Okay, so I'm holding over. So we're holding here in the middle. I don't remember if we did the morale inside or not. Maybe partially. So we'll start with the morale.
Kolaychol until sidaim. That's what we got after.
Yeah. So it says kolaychol until sidaim kilubal isha zayna. Pirze ki a zayna chasala kedusha. A zayna is missing kedusha. V'dava ze yadua shechasera kedushin shemekatchin a isha. V'dava ze yadua shechasera kedushin shemekatchin a isha. V'zayna hu mashenim shachach aguf b'loy kedusha. וכן כאשר יוכל אכילוס הגוף נסבלוי קדושה, כי מים רישיינים עליהם נאמה וסקדשתם, דבר זה ממש כאילו בו על איש הזיינה. So, he says over here that it's something which is, it's missing קדושה, he says, and therefore it's כאילו בו איש הזיינה, וירוע כי פירושה לסיע קדשה, אצלמה הפך הקדושה, כמו פינקדושה שמלאה, So he says that over here, the word kedesha, which means a zayna, is one of those words in Hebrew like lesharesh, leshaber, which means both it and its opposite in different derivations. So here also, that's what he says over here. I want to try a little bit to explain this, give it some sense, some understanding. First of all, it's interesting that the two areas, if we ask ourselves where does Kedusha apply, the two areas that they apply are the Rambam in the Sefer that's called Kedusha, he has Macholas Asuris and Isuri Bia. Those are the two Kedusha. What's the common denominator? The common denominator is, I guess they both have Taivas. But what is the covenant? And more that, we would expect Kedusha to be something which is associated with, davening a lot, tefillin, like holy objects. Tashmishi Kedusha refers to Sefer Torah, mezuzah, and tefillin. It refers to some sort of very, very holy thing, and yet the both in Yanim that are discussed in the Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam are both in the negative, Isuri Bia Mechol Sasuris. That's the two sections of it, and yet both of them are part of a larger positive quality called Mechol Sasuris. How do you understand it? So the let's discuss a little bit what that is and so on. The word Kedusha means the word Kadosh means dedicated towards something. Something is earmarked for something. Something is dedicated for some tachlis. That's called kedusha. When you magdish something,
designated, right?
What?
Designated.
Yes, designated for some tachlis. Now, most of the things we do, the struggle is to do it, not to put on talus, the struggle lies in doing it, not doing it. Yetzirah is something that prevents you from doing it. So if I'm supposed to go daven, Yetzirah says, it's early, it's late, it's hot, it's cold, whatever, and so on. There are two areas where the taiva is extremely strong, and the struggle is with whose horse are we attaching the wagon to. In other words, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these two things, are the two most vital, mundane secular occupations we do. A person eats, that's his key to survival, that's it, that's his key to kiyum, achila. And a person procreates. That is the vital activity for having doiris. So the two areas where a person is doing something that's vital are these two areas of achila and perivirivya. Now, what does the taiva do? the taiva says, do it for a different reason. It hijacks the tachlis. So achila can be done to give me a kiyum, and achila can be done for hanos achila. Lehoraya, if I do an, you know, the more I give into my taiva, the less kiyum and chiyus I get from the food. I become overweight, and I, you know, and it detracts from my life, doesn't add to my life. So these are two areas that are vital areas. They are functions that are extremely vital for a person, or for the min, for the kima min. The problem, the hijacking of it, lies in moving it to an area of personal benefit instead of to what it should be, for hana and not for something else. I guess it's like a me'ila behegdish. That's the arena where the struggle with Kedusha takes place. Now, if the way in which a person, the Rambam says that before Matan Torah, marriage was defined as moving in with a woman in a family arrangement. That was marriage. Marriage was a mitzias. So if I move in my stuff with so and so, that's marriage. And when we move out, that's not marriage, and that's divorce. The Torah came along at Matan Torah and gave Kal Yisrael Kedushin. Kedushin means before we actually get married, we have to designate the union as for the sake of marriage. That's what we're doing is we're saying that he ruts in beforehand, that right now we are undertaking this and this in order to build a family. That's what we're doing. That's called Kedushin. That's what Kaiser's Moisev. A woman who is a Kedesha, even for Goyim, even not for Mantar, even before Mantar, it means I live with her without any sense of permanence, without any sense of we're in it together to build something. We're not building, we're not doing anything. We're living together right now. Right now it's very pleasant, and that's it. So the sense of what I'm doing is I've hijacked a type of relationship that should be going for a tachlis, and what I'm doing is I'm untachlising it, and I'm making it something that is for my own taiva. That is the give and take of Kedushin and Kedesha and so on. The Achila is the same thing. Achila, how do I determine, how do I express the fact that this Achila is for...
Rabbi.
Yes.
What was Pshat then of Gilui Arayos before Matan Torah?
So Gilui Arayos goes to the other direction. A Gila Arayos is something which is it's a negative thing. It's something where I take it to a bad place. Just give me one second. I take it to a place where it shouldn't be. It's something which is, it's something which I am taking something and channeling it into a direction that's destructive. Like Kravis, Eishes Ish. There, it's a lot worse than not having a hachana. It's actually a destructive item. So we have the balance between relationships that are not destructive, but they're just lacking in any tachlis, in any type of purpose. We have relationships that are dedicated. We have relationships that are destructive. So before the Matan Torah, there wasn't really a way to dedicate and to make it Kedushadik. So it was fine, it was just a Metzias. Torah added Kedushin. But before Matan Torah, it was possible to have a destructive relationship and also an unaffiliated relationship, kind of a zayna. A zayna is a metzias that exists in the Torah, by Yehuda and so on. So Kapanim, those are the different possibilities. By Achila, it's the same thing. So when a person eats, and he is, so if the taiva is what drives him, that maisa achila is a maisa that's lacking in any type of hachana, tachlis, or anything of that nature.
Can you explain more what it means that achila drives him? If you're hungry, you need to eat, right?
Let's go. There are two ways. Let's take something like thirst. A person drinks when he's thirsty. No one ever overdrinks, unless he's following some sort of weird health regimen. A person drinking, or unless they're going to the bathroom, it's like an urge. It fits exactly what I need to do. So if I'm thirsty, I will drink, and then I won't be thirsty, and that's the end of it. Nobody gets into drinking for the sake of drinking. Eating, so a lot of times...
You're talking about water, right?
Yes. I am talking about water. Anything, yes, other type of drinking does have its own habit-forming aspects. We're talking about water. So that's an example of an urge where... It's measured. So when I drink, I do it for that reason. When I eat, so I could be. They said Chazanish said he doesn't feel any tam in achila. He just knows when he's weak, he eats, and if he doesn't eat enough meals, he gets very weak. So it was for him just kind of a clear measurement, like water. You feel kind of dried out, dehydrated, and water relieves that. But that's it. A person, however, most of us, the leharaya, we eat a lot more than is good for us. Doesn't need many more rayas than that. We get into, you have kids in the house, and as long as there's food laying around, whatever stuff is laying around, cakes, stuff like that, they will finish it. Nothing to do with them needing the food at the particular moment. The hunger is a hunger for the taste and for the taiva rather than for anything that they really need the food. So by achila you have the same type of mechanism where a person can eat l'shem achila, not l'shem because that's what his body needs. So netilas yadayim is a certain kedusha, it's a certain achana where I am now doing it for the sake of kedusha. I'm doing it, I'm dedicating it for something, I'm designating it for something. That is the element of kedusha there.
A question, isn't the tam kodesh kedoshim the tam of something?
Only as a mushal. When we talk about time of Torah, it's the panemius of the Torah and so on. But in as much as it activates my more physical taivus, there's no kedusha to that. Person who's into the time of achila for achila, that's not. It's a mushal. The concept of tam does insinuate a certain kedusha, but that's tam to eichel is like pnim to chutz. But there's nothing when a person indulges just because he likes kugel and he's got all the taste, or if a person drinks wine all day and he's into all the flavor of wine, there's not much kedusha going on over there.
But I'm saying the actual tam, that like the brocha you make on a food,
correct?
The tam connects you to it, no?
So if a person has that attitude. If a person's attitude is, let's take a simple case. Let's say you receive a gift that you really like. So let's say you got a gift. I don't know. I'm not sure what today's gifts are in America. It's some sort of game, some sort of silly game thing, whatever it is. So you got it from your mother, your spouse, your brother, your whatever it is. So one attitude is, wow, I'm so touched. Here's a person that cares about me, is willing to spend a lot of money, and buy me this tchatchke, and it's wonderful. It moves me to certain feelings towards him. A second type of attitude is, wow, I got this new tchatchke, you know, and I don't think much about the person who bought it for me, or why he bought it or she bought it for me. I'm, you know, yes, I give a perfunctory thanks, that's it. In as much as I feel that when I enjoy something, I connect to something beyond it, that's kaddish, that's wonderful. So if a person looks around the world and every, you know, everything he takes in points him in the direction of Kaddish Baruch Hu, that can only be wonderful. But if it becomes something he indulges because he likes indulging, and, you know, there's a price to pay for it, and you must pay a Kaddish Baruch Hu with a bracha, that's not Kaddisha. It's something that you need to be very careful in terms of fooling yourself, not fooling yourself. I think I've told this over. I have a friend of mine who learned in Stanford when Moshe Shapiro was there for the 2 years, in 76 to 78. So, Rav Moshe lived in the yeshiva at the time. His family was in Eretz Yisrael. And my friend, I don't know if he came from such a background, whatever, but Friday night he was sitting next to Rav Moshe and eating. And on every spoonful, he was saying, L'shem Kedushas Shabbos. So it kind of irked Rav Moshe Shapiro. This is the type of stuff that irked him. Rav Moshe Shapiro told him, I suggest a different nusach for you. So he asked, what? He said, L'shem Sisu V'simchu B'nei Me'ai. In other words, you know, my kishkas should be thrilled with this. Rav Moshe didn't think that there was any type of Kedushas Shabbos in the person's eating, despite the declarations of innocence. And let's at least stick, let's call a spade a spade. That was Rav Moshe's attitude. Al Kopanim, yes.
So, yeah, the same question with Netilas Yadayim. If that's what's giving us our Chila Kedusha,
yeah,
it's not working. where's the breakdown?
You know what? Someone said, how come in a chiloni or goyish party, it always ends with furniture breaking and the police coming? And the guy answered, because there's no mayim achrayim. That was the way he phrased it. You know, there's no place to end. There are no automatic tools for being mekadesh you, but it's a tool. And no matter what, when we have a meal, there is some sense of something, you know. There is becholzei. You have to find water. You have to wash your hands. You have to make a motzi. You have to not be mafsik. Everything else wasn't even on the in the least usage of that. In the least being able to, we still feel something. And that's the mitzvahs of it. It's not going to be automatic, but it does do something. And when a person is a little more sensitive, it's a tool. A person able to focus through it until Siddayim. The same thing that he rotsens with that the Mekubala made for us. Does it make us automatically mechavnim? No. There's no automatic. There are no autopilots for Kedusha. But is it a tool? Does it have some ashpah? I believe yes. You know, when people, I've known people who've gone, you know, really off, and they still hold on to Shabbos and Yom Tov because there's no parallel to it. Even though they could be eating kol davar aser with kol adam aser with everything, and they recognize a beauty and something special about it that they can't find a substitute for. I've spoken to somebody who's basically, I mean, it's very, I don't know, it's a real tragedy. I mean, somebody who was big time chacham, everything, and he's gone. He still looks like he belongs, but he's totally gone for a while. But he told me he's not going to let go of Shabbos Yom Tov. That is because there's a sense of it. There's a sense that it's not just let's go to the fanciest place in town and knock ourselves out silly. There's a sense to it. There's a tzura to it. There's a thing to it.
Is there something chashuv about Matilas Yadayim versus just making a brocha? A brocha Rishoyana, which
well, yes, because the Matilas Yadayim is always an act of hachana for Avodas HaKodesh. That's when Tulsa Taim's origin is. Su Yedechem Kodesh. It means, it's just like a doctor. When a doctor washes his hands and sort of puts on gloves, it's a hachana for, this is a medical procedure now. I'm distancing myself from the schmutz of the world, and I'm engaged. I'm just like for tefillah until zidaim, and for chil until zidaim. I'm eating orichol chulim b'taira. So there is some sort of element of that. That's where it comes in. I'm distancing myself from the physicality of the object. Somebody once told me, just the kind of parenthetic, this person was a doctor, from guy, many years ago. I mean, he's older than me. And he used to do house calls, like the old days, to a lot of frum people. He was a pediatrician. And a lot of people would, you know, try to get five for the price of one. Like, once he came to see one kid, he would look at the second kid. He said, hey, well, take a look at his throat also, and if you don't mind, just give this one a quick examination, and so on. So what he would do is, he said, you know, it was a group practice. There was a whole elaborate, he would say, sure. He would scrub his hands again, put on a new pair of gloves, would kind of take out a new notepad. He wanted to convey the sense that these are different visits. It's not in Kulub Choremachta, whatever. But so the Tulsi Daim is, it's a tool for that, just like Kedushin is a tool for it. Does it work automatically? No. Can it be used to go very far? Yes. Does it have some effect? I would believe yes. Okay, so he says over here, the Maral says that, now he says a second point. That's one. So point one is about this kedusha. Tashmish is called achila, both from the man's side and the woman's side. ואויד כסיב שתי מים מבורכו, וכן בדברי חכמים, איכלס אימו מלל שבס אל שבס, כמה שם דו תשמש כיס עושם, כלל הדובה קבולס דובה יקורי אכילה. Anytime a person receives something vital, there's some sort of infusion of something he needs, that's called אכילה. The chibur of a man and a woman, even though physically sort of the woman is receiving, the man is receiving as well. Because in mitzad the chibur, he was missing this and now he has it. שכן דורשו חזל ויסקדשתם אלו מים רישיינים. ולכן נחשב קבלוסוי, דו אכילוסוי, כאילו בו על איש הזוינו בלי קדושן. So therefore, since achila is also, there's a parallel, both of them, a person is a makabel of something that he needs, doing it without appropriate kavana, it's like a isha zayna. And again, there's nothing, what's wrong with an Isha Zayna, the chap over here is, what's wrong with an Isha Zayna, it's not like Bias Asuris, like a mother and a son, or these type of Zachar. The lack of doing it L'Shem Shemayim is Chisaron, it's something most. And finally he says, וכשטוב נועד עניין תלסי דיים, ומאשרם שזה חודם להגביע סרב שנועד למים משיינים, it says a person needs, for my משיין you need to pick up your hands. You say su yedechem kodesh. Kinetilos yedaim ayim reshonim oz asmoil ima yemin reymeima umalo isa mekdusha mitzad yemin vehefech ze mayim achroinim nemelch stoimis voz hayemin ima smol doichu masazuma. Let's explain this. When the in Kedusha, in the beginning of a Suda, a person is not have his hands dirty yet. The Netilas Yadayim is sort of a Hini Mukhurim Zuman to bring myself to a higher Darga. So basic, just like in the morning, we wash the Yadayim, even if it wasn't Misasik. There was one reason Sidayim Yadayim is Askanias. Another one is Achanef for Tefillah. It's a new day. I'm sort of prepping myself. So the Yamin, which is the proactive, positive element, is the lead, and the Smoil gets up the long. In other words, by uplifting myself and making myself more elevated, it disallows me from indulging and falling to taiva. My machreinim, the Chazal says, because you got your hands dirty from the meal. You had to. I mean, people ate with their hands, so there was the person food stuck to the person. So what you do is you need to be metairit, which is midas adin. You need to get rid of the psoilus that's attached itself, and b'meili misraimin. So we have, they go hand in hand. The question is, which is the lead role? The taiva, the in the mayim rishonim, the lead role is the positive elevation, and that takes along the small part. And in the other side is the small, it gets itself going and takes along the yamin. That's a problem like mitzad yamin, where you're all over the place without being magdi yourself in a specific direction. It's like Yidua that znus in the sense of being loose is a caricature of the yamin, where you go, you know, you spread yourself out even the places you shouldn't. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions? Any points? Good. So good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Okay, cult.
Good Shabbos, thanks.
Okay, cult. Bye.